This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect our office's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in these three fields, all in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on the current trends and issues facing the Garden State. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name's Krista, and I'm a cyber threat intelligence analyst for the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell, also known as the NJCIC. We're the state's one-stop shop for cybersecurity threat information. With the holidays just around the corner, we here at the NJCIC put together some tips that will help keep you and your family cyber safe, no matter if you're braving Black Friday crowds or shopping in your PJs from the comfort of your home. Unfortunately, cyber criminals know just how busy you are this time of year, and that means they'll be looking for opportunities to steal your money and your personal information. However, just by following these basic tips, you'll be able to reduce your cyber risk and keep things merry and bright this holiday season. If you're looking to score some great online deals, you'll want to take some precautions before you fill up that virtual shopping cart. First of all, make sure the website you're visiting has a little green lock in front of the URL field in your browser, and double check that the web address starts with HTTPS and not just HTTP. That S at the end stands for secure, telling you that any information transmitted to the website from your browser will be encrypted, preventing hackers from being able to intercept it. Make sure that the websites you visit are reputable and well-established, as many fly-by-night quote-unquote companies seem to pop up this time of year, offering unrealistic, steep discounts on popular high-end items such as electronics and designer clothing and accessories. The scammers behind these websites either take shoppers' money and don't deliver the goods, send knockoff items or products that fall short of the item description, or they rope unsuspecting customers into expensive recurring subscription fees. These scams are relatively easy to spot, as they are often seen as sponsored ads on popular social media platforms or sponsored links in search results. In addition, their links are often hidden behind URL shorteners such as bit.ly or tinyurl, because the scammers don't want you seeing what their actual website address is before you click. Secondly, be mindful of email phishing schemes that target busy shoppers. Cyber criminals know that you'll likely be doing a portion of your shopping online, so they'll send you fake order confirmation emails that look like they're coming from popular online stores. The subject lines may include wording such as "there's a problem with your order" or "cancellation notice." They might try to lure recipients into opening the emails with the promise of a free gift card or other expensive prizes. You may even receive phishing emails that look like they've been sent by your bank or credit card company. They might scare you into thinking that your account has been shut down or that they've detected unauthorized activity. They'll try to scare you into clicking on a malicious link or opening a malicious attachment. Embedded links will likely send you to a phishing page where attackers hope you'll enter your login credentials so they can steal them and use them to compromise your accounts. Unexpected email attachments often contain malware designed to infect your computer and steal your personal and financial information. To avoid becoming a victim of phishing, don't open emails you weren't expecting, even if they look like they were sent from a familiar person or company. Phishing schemes are becoming increasingly sophisticated, so it's more difficult to tell them apart from legitimate emails. If you ever have any questions or concerns regarding any of your accounts, visit the website directly by typing the web address into the URL field of your browser and log in from there. Never enter your login credentials through a site you visited by way of a link in an email. Enable two-factor authentication on every account that offers it so, in the event your login credentials do get compromised, hackers won't be able to access your accounts without the additional code sent to your mobile device or generated on your authentication app. You may choose to do some or all of your online shopping using apps on mobile devices such as tablets and cell phones. This can be an easy and convenient way to shop, and many online retailers have their own apps for you to download and use. However, you will want to proceed with caution, as mobile apps can lead to security woes if users aren't careful. Hackers target mobile device users by creating malicious apps that masquerade as legitimate apps. This happened recently to over 1 million users of the popular chat application WhatsApp when they were fooled into downloading a fraudulent app that served up advertisements on their devices. The malicious application was designed to look like an update for WhatsApp and was even available for download from the Google Play Store, the official app store for Android. These schemes can be difficult to spot, so make sure you pay close attention to the application's developer, as well as any user reviews posted about the app. Before installing any new app, make sure the permissions requested match the app's advertised functions. Be especially wary of apps that request access to your device's contacts, your location information, or camera and microphone functions if there is no legitimate need. App developers will likely extract that data and use it for either marketing or surveillance purposes. And never install apps that require root access, as it can give that app full control of your device. If you've chosen to shop using cash this season, be careful when using ATMs. The use of ATM skimmers by profit-motivated criminals has been on the rise. Keep an eye out for loose parts and wires, unusual-looking keypads, and pinhole cameras aimed at those keypads. Only use ATMs that are in well-lit, high-traffic areas, and avoid ATMs that have no distinct bank affiliation. In addition to avoiding high fees that are often charged by third-party ATMs, you will be less likely to encounter security issues with ATMs of well-known financial institutions, as they often have security features in place to prevent tampering and monitor activity around the ATM. Point-of-sale terminals at retailers can also be targeted by hackers who install malware or insert skimmers into the devices to collect payment card information from unsuspecting customers. If possible, opt for using credit cards rather than debit cards, and make sure the point-of-sale terminal accepts the insertion of chip cards rather than requiring you to swipe the card through the magnetic stripe reader. Consider using a mobile wallet payment app to conduct transactions, as this is the most secure option for shoppers these days. With that being said, you could follow all of these suggestions and still become the victim of a payment card data breach. This is why we recommend paying close attention to your bank and credit card statements, and make sure to report any unauthorized activity to your financial institution immediately. Enable transaction notifications on your mobile device so you'll know right away if a purchase that you didn't authorize is made. Lastly, avoid doing any online shopping using public computers, such as at a library or hotel, or over free public Wi-Fi connections. Public computers could be infected with malware designed to steal your information, and hackers can intercept network traffic traveling over unencrypted Wi-Fi signals. Or they may set up malicious Wi-Fi hotspots designed to trick your device into connecting to it. After your device connects, any information you send could go right into the hacker's hands. I hope you found these tips helpful, and if you want more information about cyber threats and ways to protect yourself, please consider becoming a member of the NJ Kick. Just visit www.cyber.nj.gov and click the sign up button under memberships. It's free, and you'll receive our weekly email bulletin as well as any sector-specific alerts that you choose. Thank you for listening, and we here at the NJ Kick wish all of you a cyber-safe and happy holiday season.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.